Thanks for listening to this OCRFM podcast. Head to ocrfm.org.au to find more great content and information about how to donate and support this community radio station. You're listening to LOL Radio as we make our way through the alphabet to check out as many of the artists at this year's Melbourne International Comedy Festival. Joining us on the phone, we have Meg Jager, who is part of this year's Comedy Zone lineup. G'day, Meg. How's it going?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
Great. So good to have you on the phone tonight to have a bit of a chat about Comedy Zone. It's always a very fun show because it's a lineup of some of the best and brightest coming up through the ranks.
Yeah, I love being part of an alumni.
Well, literally, like you look at some of the huge names that have come through Comedy Zone, and you are hand selected, I guess, after coming through Raw Comedy.
Yeah, similar to like so many others. Like Aaron Chen 10 years ago was in Comedy Zone, and Becky Lucas, and so many like that. But it's good to be in, I guess, the same kind of beginnings as them.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Because 2023 was your Raw Comedy comp, and from there on in, you've opened for Mel Buddle and Randy as well.
Yeah, I'm from Brisbane, and so is Mel. So that was before Raw, but yeah, definitely have had chances to do that. And Randy for his national tour last year, that was awesome.
Would have been good fun.
Yes.
So how was the dip of the toe into comedy for you? Because by day, high school history teacher?
Yes. I honestly just started doing it because my friend wanted to try doing stand-up comedy.
Okay.
And she wanted someone to do it with her. So we both entered this small open mic competition in Brisbane, and then I ended up winning it. And then, yeah, this is only 3 years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I just suddenly became very, very much more busy than I was teaching, like marking essays till 2 a.m. every night, and then in between going to gigs and going to school.
Leading that comedy double life.
Yes.
I did notice this year Ben Knight's got a show that's all about teachers who have turned to comedy.
Yes, I'm in that too.
It seems like there are quite a few teachers that have turned their hand. Is it, do you think, because you have to kind of perform in the classroom?
Oh my gosh, yeah, I reckon it's extremely similar. You know, like in the classroom you are delivering content and you're in as little words as possible so it's absorbable by your class, your audience, and comedy's not that much different. Yeah, you basically just have to, you have to be quick, you have to be understandable, you have to speak well and be charismatic. It's very, very similar.
It literally is kind of one and the same almost with trying to keep the audience engaged and not cross the line too much.
Yes. Audiences, though, full of adults are much nicer to me than teenagers are.
Not coming off second best.
Yes, yeah. I would much prefer perform stand-up in a pub full of drunk people than be in a classroom with teenagers. Teenagers are just so mean.
There's less heckling.
Yes, less heckling. Heckling in stand-up is a walk in the park compared to a teenager thinking you're boring.
Yeah.
That's devastating.
They can be so cutting.
Yeah, they really can. And they're so smart as well.
Mm-hmm.
People forget that teenagers are really smart, so they know exactly how to hone in on your weakness.
And so for you as a teacher, kind of being able to flip that on its head would probably have developed your comedy skills when it comes to, you know, potential heckling.
Yes. I mean, I treat heckling much like I treat it in the classroom. I shut it down very quickly.
Straight off, yep.
There's been a few times where I've said I don't tolerate bad behavior, like on stage, because I just don't have time for it. I've got stuff to say.
It's the muscle memory.
Yeah, I don't find it very interesting.
So does your stand-up material kind of relate back to your passion for history?
I do have a few jokes and material that dips into that. I did a trial 1-hour show at the Sydney Fringe Festival last mm-hmm. year, and I dipped into that a bit. But yeah, it's not my main thing, but yeah, it's
kind of little part of elements it. Of.
Yeah.
And so you're on the bill with four others from around Australia. Have you performed with Frankie Rosethorn, Henry Yan, Rafa Manajem, or William Wang before?
Yes. So, Henry, he has visited Brisbane before Raw, and I remember being on a lineup with him. Willie yep. Wang is from Brisbane, so we used to perform on lineups.
Ah, okay, yes.
Rafa did Raw, and yeah, Frankie Rosethorn and I are really great friends. She was in Brisbane for a month in January, and we were gigging all over the place in Brisbane.
Nice.
Yeah.
So this will kind of be like the ultimate chair house experience, I guess, on the stage.
Yeah, I'm seeing it kind of like as like a school camp.
Yes.
You know, like
yep.
we're all friends. We all hang out. No weird introductions are needed.
Now, the interesting thing about Comedy Zone is Trades Hall run it all throughout the festival except Wednesday nights, which is a bit of inverse to some of the other lineup shows or the weekly shows where they have Monday nights off. So this is a really good opportunity for people to get and see you guys, particularly on a Monday when mm-hmm. some of the other festival acts mightn't be on.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Oh, there you go. But it's also another good time because Trades Hall is a great hub for comedy festival where you can see a few different shows all in the same venue.
Yeah, that's exciting.
You'll be in amongst quite a few at Trades Hall. Is there anything particular you're most looking forward to with Comedy Zone?
I'm honestly, every time I've been to the Melbourne Comedy Festival, I just love seeing as many shows as possible
yes.
from my favourite comedians and comedians I haven't heard of. Just watching other comedians always makes me better.
Yep.
Seeing how they structure their shows and how they, you know, tell stories. It's, yeah, that is 100% my favourite part.
Excellent. Well, all the best with the show. As I say, it's a full lineup 28th of March all the way through to the 21st, except for Wednesday nights, and mm-hmm. Book through Trades Hall. But lovely to chat to you tonight, Meg.
You too. Thanks for having me.
And we look forward to catching the show at the fest.
Great. Thank you.